GOP Rep. Salazar, Castro made same false promise left makes today, socialism is socialism. By Ian Hanchett on July 17, 2021. During Saturday's Republican Weekly address, Representative Maria Elvira Salazar, RFL, said that Fidel Castro gave the Cuban people the same false promise being brought to you today by liberal politicians, Hollywood, academia, and the legacy media. And socialism is socialism regardless of what word you put in front of it. Transcript as follows. Today the Cuban people are crying out. They rally in the streets of Cuba, chanting, Libertad. Liberty. Yet for 62 years, misery has become the Cuban birthright. The communist regime has ruled with violence, lies, and oppression. But no more. The Cuban people have nothing left. No rights and no freedom, but even more importantly, no fear. The world is watching as tens of thousands of Cubans take to the streets, but the regime is fighting back. The regime is a satanic nightmare. Internet blackouts, silence of the press, beating those on the streets. That is Cuba's reality at this very moment. As the island goes dark, the Cuban people fight in the streets. The Biden administration must act now to turn the lights back on so we can all see what's happening. The United States invented the internet, and we know how to amplify it. They need the VPNs to boost internet access to all Cubans. They need the ability to share their videos in order to expose the regime's atrocities. They need a secure channel to upload them, just as Secretary Pompeo did when Iran cut internet 3 years ago, for killing their own people. Cuba is 90 miles from Miami, the distance between freedom and oppression. Worlds away but only hours apart. When Fidel Castro took power in 1959, he promised the riches of the world, and called it democratic socialism. This is the same false promise being brought to you today by liberal politicians, Hollywood, academia, and the legacy media. Socialism is socialism, no matter what word you put on the front of it. It is a sickness that crushes the soul. Cuba is the best example of this. Our founding fathers rejected it and entrenched individual rights in our constitution for all to enjoy. The Cuban people want the same things that we have in America. The U.S. is the bastion of liberty. We must not fail them again, just remember the Bay of Pigs. And we must support this spontaneous movement unconditionally, now. Long live freedom in the United States. Cuba Libre. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.